Hello, you are listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live from WWGH 107.1 FM Radio, Marion, Ohio. During our time on the air, call in at any time to share your questions, your thoughts, and your ideas. And if you would like to connect with my guest today, who is Willie King, and I will be talking with him in a few minutes, but there are a few other things I would like to discuss with you. I would also like to share with you who proudly supports A Voice of a People, Chappies Hydraulics Hose Specialist, LLC, which is located at 309 Suite A, North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. His logo is You Break 'em and We Make 'em. Remember, Chappies Hydraulics. Also, Relationships Under Construction, Teaching Youth the Blueprint of Strong Future Families. Gail O'Boy is their instructor. She is usually a guest of mine at least once a month. And since she has been at the city schools, she will be joining us a little more this summer when school is out. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, who is located at 582 Lee Street, and her announcements are as follows. Starting with Sunday school at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., worship services 10:15 a.m., Bible study Thursdays 12 noon and 7:15 p.m., YIAM Youth in Anointed Ministries every second Sunday at 9 a.m., Daughters of Life Ministry every fourth Friday at 7:30 p.m. Men's Ministry every fourth Saturday at 10 a.m. And if you're looking for a church home and you're out in that vicinity, please consider Logos Christian Ministries. Also, Lease Services, Home Inspection, LLC, LaRue, Ohio. Their tagline, first call, you will receive a response. 740-262-0939. Mays Community Temple, located at 801 Bennett Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-3773. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People on 107.1 FM Radio. And again, I would like to introduce you to my guest, Willie King of Marion, Ohio, who is a mentor at Grant Middle School. How are you today, Willie?
Morning, Linda. Good morning, Marion. Doing fine.
Good to see you.
Well, good to see you, too. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. New year been good to you?
So far.
Amen.
Yeah, so far.
Amen. I mean, I know it has had its little bumps and bruises, but overall, 2016 is a good year, right?
That's about all part of society. If you don't have bumps and bruises,
you're not alive,
you're
right?
Not alive.
Amen. So, how would you like to give our listeners a little background about yourself?
Well, I've lived in Marion for 60 years. Went to school here. I went to Silver Street out on the west end of Marion. Taft, which was up on Taft Middle School, which was up on State Street, and I graduated from Marion Harding in 1968. Went to the military after that, moved back to Marion, had a couple kids, got married, had a couple kids, worked at B.F. Goodrich, Stratoflex Parker for 32 and a half years, retired from that, and worked 3 years for Haynes Publishing, a publishing company I worked for. Then I decided to retire and try to make the best of the rest of my life.
Amen.
And it's been good. Do mentoring with the kids. Really enjoy that. That's a big thing of mine, is trying to help our kids succeed in life.
Amen. I know that is one of our top priorities in our community here, and probably many others across our nation, is helping our young people.
Right.
You know, stand up within themselves and realize that they have potential and a future, you know, for themselves. And how is it going with you and with the youth at Grant Middle School?
I have a great bunch of kids this year. I started out with 10 kids. I've lost two. As a matter of fact, I lost one a couple of weeks ago. His parents decided to move to Texas. They had a job offer in Texas, so they moved. So I'm down to 8 kids. But I have a great bunch of kids. They're really punctual kids. They show up on time. excuse me. They're open for discussion. So we have a great time with that. You know, they're not a problem at all this year.
Well, good.
And, you know, it's one of those things there that I like to listen to what the kids have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're the ones that's in that situation. I've been through it. I knew what it was like for me.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know what it is like for them. And I also tell them, I says, I'm learning as well as you're learning,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we get along great. I mean, they're on time. They do what's asked of them. We do a lot of discussions of how we can help each other, work things out, and make sure that we have a good seed planted that when we walk out of Marion Harding High School, we got a good future ahead of us.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for a while we were kind of nervous about this generation that's coming up. But still, you have been at Grant Middle School for how many years now?
Kind of lost track. I think it's 11, 12, somewhere around
there. Oh, that's a long
time. Yeah.
And how did it start out for you?
Well, it started out in 2004 when the kid up on Patton Street was sitting in his living room watching TV, and there was a drive-by shooting, and he got hit
mm-hmm.
with that. And John Garnes, bless his heart, he's no longer with us.
Right.
Him and the mayor got to talking about a program one day, and they decided to start a mentoring program. Basically, it started out for young African-American men because they were having so much trouble in school at
right.
that time.
Right.
And John came to me, which he always did. He always had something for me to do. He said, I got a job for you. So what that is, he said, we're going to mentor kids. So we started that. And about 3 or 4 years later, a guy by the name of John Peterson joined us. Mm-hmm. And he stayed with us about 8 years, I think. And we had a really good program. At times, we even had over 100 kids in the cafeteria at Grant some mornings there. And people say, well, how did you control that? Well, we had other people come in to help chaperone, but basically, it was the kids that controlled it.
Right.
You know, they were the ones that's doing the job. So John, he decided, with his church members, they decided to adopt a school. They took TAF over there now, and he's working with second and third graders on their reading program and doing a great job. I see
yes.
him every week. We still have our morning breakfast.
That's good.
You know, and we discuss, you know, what we can do to help these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
It's working out real good. I mean, we need help. I throw up red flags all the time. I need help. But it's a commitment.
Yes,
that
it is.
Some people, you know, they just don't want to commit as strongly as others do. But it's one of my favorite things, so it doesn't bother me, you
mm-hmm.
know, to be there on time, to let these young men know that, hey, you know, my time and your time, we can work that together. You know, you
That's
be on
true.
Time, I'll be on time. You be here, I'll be here, and we can work this all out.
Mm-hmm. I know it's been a great help, and I'm so glad that, you know, things have evened out for you, because I know you've had some times. I remember when we first started the mayor's minority meeting, and we would come, and you were saying you didn't know how things are going to work out, and just to hear how this year has been for you, it's great news.
It is. It's a great feeling. But anything you do, you're going to have lumps in the road.
Yes.
And it took time to figure out how we were going to put this program together, how mm-hmm. we were going to operate, you know, and what we had to bring to the kids that was going to make a difference to them later on in their life.
True. It's good to know that you're still in there.
Well, I'm going to hang in
away.
There, you know. I'm going to hang in there. I see a lot of the kids that I've had in the previous years. Some of them graduated from high school and going on to college. Some of them are still in high school today, you know. And it's a great feeling when you're walk down the hall or you
mm-hmm.
see them at a football game or a basketball game and they know who you are. How you doing, Mr. King? You
right.
know, that sends a chill over me. That makes me feel good to see
right.
them when they're doing good.
At least you know I didn't do all bad, right?
I did
something good.
No.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
If I could save every kid that went to school, every one of them would be saved.
Yes.
But,
yes.
you know, it's one of those things that's not possible. But it all comes back to what the kid want out of life. Do he want me to help him?
Right.
You know, and right. if they do that, I'll give it everything I got every time.
That's true. That's true. And I know some are at the point where they feel like, you can't tell me what to do. And, you know, that's just, they've already shut off their minds to
right.
The possibilities of getting up from where they are and moving on to something better. You know, it's that thinking.
Right. And that's part of our program mm-hmm. is critical thinking. The young men that I have today, they're not afraid to ask questions.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the great things a teenager can do is ask questions. Some of them have some problems at home because they don't get the answers that they expect to get, mm-hmm. you know. But that we work on that. Everything's not going to always be your way. You have to learn to accept things for what they are.
That's true.
You know, and to make sure that you're doing the best with your decision making that's going to be best for you, because all of our decision making is going to be different.
Yes.
And we have to make decisions that's going to be great for us. And that's what we work a lot on, that. A lot on respect and dignity and how to carry yourself.
Right.
And the boys, they're getting to the point now that where they're telling their friends about it, you know. Yeah, you shouldn't act that way.
True.
Shouldn't act that way, you know. And
right.
none of my boys has been in trouble. They're
that's
a great bunch of students. They're in school. They do great, you know. But we still got a long ways to go.
That's true.
Long ways to go.
That's still good news, though.
It's great news. It's great news.
And I think a lot of parents have, you know, we've gotten their attention also, you know, being here in Marion and some of the obstacles that we have been trying to hurdle over or go through, you know, as far as some of the roadblocks around here, the drug problems and things like that, and our rate of graduates being so low mm-hmm. and... You know, and they want better for their children, too. So I think a lot of parents have, you know, come to the reality that we need to help and get our students in some of these classes. If
right.
we can't do it, then maybe, you know, they can help.
Well, that's one of the things that I think about a lot. Here, last few years or something, we don't have any programs for our kids after school. There's no after-school programs. We don't have dances to get our kids together after a football game or after a basketball game. So really, there's nothing for our kids to do. I mean, as far as going out and just playing, having fun, there's nothing for them to do. So their thinking power has got to be greater.
Right.
Because it's so easy to make that mistake, and in today's market, that mistake that you make is going to cost you the rest of your life. And we can't let that happen to our kids. You know, parents, and I don't knock parents, but I know parents have got their things to do, they got their life to do, but if you would take a little time,
right.
you know, and listen to the things that your kid have to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, you might not understand their terminology right off, but you get it.
That's true.
And once you do, they'll tell you how things are going for them. What do they need? Most of these kids don't want much.
No,
they just
don't.
Want some attention.
They
just
want
some love, you know.
Yes.
The boys, in the program we have, voted to have a president and a vice president. They did the voting.
Okay.
They voted the one that they wanted in. You know, we decided, hey, you guys have been a great bunch of guys. What do you want to do this year? You want to take a field trip? Yeah, we'd like to take a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, you guys decide what you want to do. So we wrote some things down. But they understand that whatever we do,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a collective bargain. We're all going to do it.
Right.
You can't be unhappy because the things that you didn't get to do, we didn't get to do this time.
Right.
So they chose a spring game. They want to go to Columbus, you
okay.
know. They want to go down and see the spring game, to see the stadium, to see the people down there. Most of them have never been there. And it's been a great trip. We used to do it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a great trip. It's a learning experience for the kids. And that's what we want them to do, you know. We got great colleges right here in Marion. And we got to find a way to get our kids into these programs.
That's true.
You know, you got Tri Rivers sitting out there with all kind of robotics and electronics. And you know as well as I do, Linda, we're sitting here in the electronic world. If our kids don't learn this, they're going to fall behind.
That's true. They won't be able to keep up.
They won't be able to keep up.
Because it's not about paper anymore.
No, no.
In our day, you know, it's about paper and filing and all that kind of stuff when I was a secretary. But, you know.
Well, they're just like me. I bought one of these phones. It's not a high-dollar one. And I still can't figure the thing out.
I understand.
You know, but they come along and say, oh, Mr. King, you can do it like this, do it like this. Oh, okay. It's simple after you see it.
Yeah.
You know, but they already know it.
And I think a lot of that technology started with those home games like, you know, Nintendo and all those things. And I mean, they're fast.
Sure they are.
These kids are fast.
Sure they are.
You know.
Well, they're born into this era.
Right.
You know, they understand electronics way more than we do, a lot quicker. I got a four-year-old grandson, and I had a Wii game that's been sitting there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play it. Nobody was really playing it. He saw it. Grandpa and I play it. In 3 weeks, he figured out all the games, and he's only four. He don't even want to play anymore.
So you know, you need something to challenge him now, right?
You got to get something that's more challenging to him. But that's what we have to do with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have to challenge them to get better
at
what they're doing.
Right.
Because you know as well as I do, when they step out of that front door and Marion Harding in 5, 4, 5, 6 years,
that's true.
It's a whole big world out here that if you're not ready for it or have any inkling of what's going on, mm-hmm. you're going to get chewed up.
Yes.
You're going to get chewed
and
up.
And spit out.
Yeah.
And it happens to a lot.
Sure it does.
It has been. And I, you know, and that leads me to, what are your overall concerns or the overall concerns of your students?
My biggest concern with the kids that I have today is communication.
Okay.
Their communication skills are, they're good, but they're not as good as they could be. Because I don't think that they're finding the people that they could sit down and really talk to,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I ask them, I said, well, how many of you sit down and talk to your grandparents, you know, or sit down and ask mom and dad, can I get 10 minutes of your time? I got mm-hmm. something I want to share with you. A lot of that's not happening. And, you know, today's the way things are going, grandparents are raising a lot of kids out here. And us grandparents, we do a great job. But we're not as quick as these kids are
today. No, we're not.
You know, there's things out here on the market that we're not capable of teaching our kids.
That's true.
You know, and we need people to step up to understand how the system is going and how these kids go. You know, you take a high-dollar cell phone with all this stuff on it and you give it to a kid, and he don't understand what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the things that's happening in today's world with these kids that really don't understand. They think it's a toy. It's not a Daisy BB gun anymore. Those days are gone, you know.
Yes,
those
they are.
Those days are gone.
Yeah.
You can take this machine that you got now and communicate with people all over the world.
Yes.
And our kids have got that. Some kids as young as 6, 7 years old, and they know how to operate them.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, we got to be careful with letting them get into this too quick without them knowing exactly what they got. This is not a toy. This is not a Barbie doll.
No.
No, they're not the Daisy BB gun. It's mm-hmm. not those. Those days are gone. You know, but you're dealing with society's people out here, and we know because we watch TV that it's not the greatest thing going on out here, and no one want their kid to be a part of that.
No, no, because, you know, we just went through a year, 2015, of a lot of killings mm-hmm. of young blacks and brown Americans, you know, and young boys, 12 years old up in Cleveland, you know, because he had a toy gun on him, you know, and even though the people were concerned, the first thing they said was, it may be a toy gun.
It may be.
Yeah. So the police gets out, you know, and seems like he immediately just shoots the boy down at 12 years old, you know. You can't tell where there was any interaction or communication between him and the young boy. So I agree with you about communication skills, and I think, like you say, you listen.
You have to.
Because a lot of times we have so much to say when we do get that 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We doing all the talking, and we still haven't heard what they had to say.
What they have to say.
Right.
They're human too.
That's right.
They got feelings, you know, and it's up to us as parents to help curb those feelings to a path in which they can understand going forward. It's not an easy life out here, you know.
No.
We talked a little bit before the show came on. You're in a community now that there's jobs out here, but we don't have the people to cover these jobs.
No.
You know, our kids that's in high school and stuff like that, they don't have summer jobs like they used to years ago. People got those jobs as full-time jobs to make a living anymore. So, therefore, by them not having the part-time jobs and the sales and the McDonald's or Burger King jobs or whatever to help them raise money anymore, that all becomes free time.
Yeah.
And when you got too much free times on your hand, I don't have to tell you what's going to happen to you. You're going to make a bad decision that you're going to have to live with.
Right.
You know,
right.
And kids don't understand that, yeah, I made a mistake,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm being punished for it, not only from my parents, and society is punishing me for it.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
Yeah,
now.
It's real big.
It's big. Because you can't go forward because you're like at a stalemate and you're
right.
just sitting there, you know,
right.
even though you're doing all you can
right.
to make it. But how do I pay my rent? How do I buy a car? You know what I'm saying? How I make my car payment? Now I got to buy insurance because I
sure.
have this car. Now I got to eat.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got to furnish my place. I need clothes on my back. So how am I going to make it what, $8 an hour?
You can't make it off $8 an hour. That's, you know, the math just don't add up.
Right.
You know, because everything around you is going up.
Yes.
Society has set a base that's rising all the time. You know, being someone that's on a fixed income, you know, I see that more than maybe other people do.
Right.
Because everything that goes up a dollar here, that's another dollar that's coming out of my money.
Amen. It's got to come out.
Right. It's not going to be replenished by anything.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, you're losing ground anymore. And our kids have to understand that. You know, the boys that I have now, we talk a lot about their future. How can we, going forward, make sure that you're in position
yes.
to financially be able to support yourself, your wife and your kids, and buy a home, buy a car,
mm-hmm.
and have money still to go out to where you can still go out and do things.
Right.
Those days are getting thinner and thinner. Sure, they want to, you know, the government's saying now, we want to make the minimum wage $15. I was just listening the other day out in California.
Right.
They were going to make the minimum wage of this place $15. But they're only going to give them $1 a year until they get
you're
to 15.
Kidding me.
No, that's what they're saying.
We so if they're making $8 now, then next year it'll be 9, or maybe 9 this year.
Well,
ten
I think
year.
A lot of California is about $10.
$10.
And they were going to say it'll take them 5 years to get to that $15.
Ooh.
That's the way that they're going to do it.
Wow.
You know, can you survive that? You know, and if you can't survive it, what's our kids going to do? It's a tough question.
Yes, it is.
You know, all the kids that we have out here are not troublemakers.
No.
They are not troublemakers. A lot of these kids got a lot of things on their mind. They got a good head on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
They just need somewhere where they can sit down and express themselves.
That's true.
And let people know who they are. You know, kids now today, they're getting more that they're not afraid to ask for help. I don't understand. You know, this problem. Can
mm-hmm.
you help me with it?
Right.
You know, but thing is, are they getting the help?
True.
Are they getting the help?
True. So that's, you know, like you said, here we go, communication problem. And we need to listen more and encourage them that
right.
they can come to us, you know,
right.
for anything. Like you said, okay, now, they have come to the realization they need help and they want help.
Sure they do. Sure
they want
do.
Help. They don't want to be lost.
No.
You know.
They don't want to be.
Or running around, always getting in trouble. These, you know.
If you've noticed here in Marion, a lot of the younger generation, junior high school kids, you know, everybody's talking about, well, they're trouble. They're always in trouble. That's not really true. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you're going to have some kids out there. You're not going to save the world in one swipe. You know, you're going to have some out there. But don't judge everyone by someone else's actions.
That's true.
And you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Because we got kids now. I think Grant Middle School has one of the best robotic programs going on up there. That's in Central Ohio. I mean, these kids are really doing good. As a matter of fact, I got several of my boys is in that program. You know, you got Tri River sitting out here. They're really putting on programs for these kids. It's there for you.
Oh, yes.
It's there for you. All you got to do is go get it. And we need some parents to get behind these kids and push them a little bit.
Oh,
push
yes.
them a little
push.
Bit, you know.
Push. You know, I don't know. Some of them, you know, just have that. There's a block in there. And no matter what you say, you can't get through, you know. And it takes them a harder road to go down before they will start listening. But I'm talking about maybe 16, 17, 18 years old when they get to the point where they need money in their pockets and they get a job, right? But then here's another occupation over here that offers a harder reality as far as, you know, making it work, and it may be illegal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
And
exactly
there's
what
more
you're
money
saying.
There, and then they're weighing the option.
Sure.
So I go over here and make
sure.
this money. But the thing about that is, it's the consequences that goes with that.
Well, see, that's what the kids don't understand.
Right.
The consequences that goes along with it. You know, easy money, fast money is not good money.
No, it's not.
You know, that don't work for you because, like you say, it's got that consequences behind it to where at any moment anything could happen to you. But the thing is, let's not show our kids that direction.
We don't have to.
You know, as well as when we were growing up, you know, the main thing that you wanted was a job.
Yes.
You know, I got to get a job.
Yes.
You know, mom's tired of feeding me, you know, and about ready to kick me out anyway because I'm getting ready to graduate from school. And get a job. My plan was, first of all, get a job. Get me an apartment, get a car.
Mm-hmm.
Those were my plans, you know, and I was sticking to them.
Yes.
Until the government said, you are now part of the U.S. government, you know, which wasn't a big deal for me. And that's one thing that a lot of our kids got to look at now, you know. Before you get into something you can't get out of, get into something that you can learn from.
Yes.
And military is not a bad thing. It's one of the greatest things that's out here. I try to explain to my young men here. Before you're sleeping up under a bridge, go take the test for the military.
Mm-hmm.
They've got things for you that you wouldn't think about. But someone has put in a lot of these kids' head that if you join the military, you're going to Afghanistan, you're going to Iraq, you're going to the militarized zone.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, it's not true.
That's not true.
My brother went for, I think, 8 years. Marvin, he was here with you one time you were here.
Yeah.
You both were here, and I think he did 8 or 10 years, and he never went to fight.
No.
You know,
so. Special people.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to take just anybody out there that don't have the skills, and that's what we got to do now is get the skills for these kids, you know.
Yes.
And just like the guy was saying a while ago before we started, Whirlpool's looking for people every day.
Every day.
You know, and... You know, you got benefits, you've got a decent pay. If you handle it right, you can make it.
Yes. That is a decent pay. And,
you might not have all the extra bells and whistles, but you can make it.
You can
until you can put it together to where you can get better.
True.
At what you're doing.
And it takes sacrifice.
Sure.
Even well, if you got a little bit of money, it takes sacrifice.
We all, if we have kids... We all sacrifice.
Yes.
You know, when mine was born, I give up my life. I give up my life to make sure that they have a
That's
life.
That's right.
I still do. They're grown now, but I'm still dad, you know.
Of course.
Still get along. They listen to me, you know. Do it always come out right? Not all the time, but they're grown.
Yes.
You know, but they will share ideas with me that, what do you think about this? And that's great to me.
Yes, it is.
That's
great
to me to have that communication.
And that respect.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
They trust you.
Sure. It works out. And that's what we got to get back to with our kids. Listen to them. You know, I don't have anything against about kids playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, me either.
The problem I do have with video games is playing them 7-8 hours at a time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're running back and forth to the refrigerator, you're getting the goodies, and you're sitting there, and you're having fun, and you're not paying attention, and now you weigh 200 pounds, you know.
You seen that commercial where that little boy is playing his video games, and he calls his grandma in the house. And he says, "Grandma, could you bring me a Twinkie or something like that?" She's like, yeah. She's looking at that.
And a lot of that's happening.
Oh gosh,
too. It's entertainment for them, but they're missing out on a lot of things.
Skills, life.
Just like I asked the boys in my group, I said, "You guys don't go out in the field somewhere and play football or build you a baseball diamond or go to the school and mm-hmm. play basketball." They don't do that anymore. They don't exercise like that anymore. We have a community here where our kids don't associate with Ella. If it's not on texting or Facebook,
mm-hmm.
they don't communicate.
That's true.
They don't communicate.
That's true.
Know?
They don't talk.
No.
That's all we had.
Well,
he was talking, walking from one side of town to the other side of town,
We built our baseball diamond, we played basketball, we played football in the schoolyard, but we were in better condition.
And we didn't have to deal with all the obesity because we were active.
We were active.
We'd have races out, race from this corner to that corner,
Pole
the
pole.
Bike riding,
Remember
all that
the years when the Pattersons had the band down there and we'd have a dance in the middle of the street
while they
were practicing.
Yes.
But those were fun days. Mm-hmm. Things have changed.
Yes, they have.
They have changed dramatically, and the older we get, the faster these changes are coming at us. So imagine what it's like with these kids. We understand more about what's going on around us than they do.
That's true.
But they're the ones that's going to have to live through this and accept this. And we're not getting them prepared for that.
Right.
We're not getting them prepared for it.
I understand that because a lot of things I'm not prepared for.
Oh, me either. Me either.
And I realized that. I'm like, well, I'm not even prepared for this yet.
No.
I didn't go down this road. I didn't even consider, you can consider things, but you may not get up and do something about it.
Right.
You know?
That's very true.
And then when you go through something in life, even though you think that you're prepared and it happened, you're like, I didn't
think that through, did I?
Right.
But one thing about it, you won't make that mistake again.
Try not to.
Absolutely. You might do the same thing over again, but you'll do it different.
Yes, absolutely.
But our kids don't think that way.
No.
They're not thinking that way.
No.
It's just we need, as adults, to sit down with our kids, talk to them, get an understanding that, I'm the mother, father, you're the kid. We're going to work this out. It's not going to always have to be mom and dad's way. I'm going to let you have some leeway.
Right.
Let you make some decisions.
Yes.
And learn from those decisions. You're not going to let him go out there and go overboard,
mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to start trusting them to the point that, hey, you make good decisions, then you get more.
That's right.
If your decision making is not good, then we have to take a little bit away from them,
mm-hmm.
To let them know that, hey, it's not a joy and a play toy out here in the world today.
No, it's not.
And we have to make sure that our kids are protected.
Yes.
We got to get them educated. When we were growing up, you had the jobs where you could take the hands-on jobs, they call them, where you could take a part here and set it over here. You could do that all day. You could sit there and go to sleep and do it,
mm-hmm.
So those jobs don't exist anymore.
That's true.
I was watching TV the other day where they made a cover for a bed. You got your mattress, then you got your cover you put on there.
Mm-hmm.
They had two people that made that.
Okay.
The rest of it is all made by robotics. the stitching, the sewing, the everything. And the only thing the two people had to do was just cut the thread off of. So basically,
it's taking over.
It done took over. They
oh,
done
no.
took over.
Whoa.
You know, robotics have took over.
Yes.
Look at your car industry.
Yes.
They're not hiring a third of the people that they used to because of robotics. And our kids have got to be ready.
Yes, they do.
For that.
Yes.
If they want to make a living and be competitive in today's market.
And it pays good.
Sure it pays
Starting
good.
Starting out, it pays good.
Yeah, but you've got to be top-notch
yes.
to get those jobs.
That's
you've
good.
Got to be prepared for it.
Right.
You know. If you've got the training and you've got the ability and you understand electronics and all this the way it is, it'll work out for you.
That's true. I don't know if that's for us, but it may be,
okay.
just in case. But they'll let us know. Yep, I really respect Dry Rivers and some of the things that are coming in Marion. I like what the colleges are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the new road in and things like that. Building the dorms for, you know, the young people who do go to college. And from what I see from that, that's going to grow and be bigger.
Sure, sure.
You know, and I think that's going to help bring more people to Marion. But we, citizens of Marion, we need to be prepared for what's
sure.
going to happen for these young people,
sure.
too, you know, to be protected. Hold on. Hello, caller?
Yeah, I just you made comments about the robotics, and Marion is fortunate to have one of the best robotics schools in the country, actually, for youngsters. And you know, that's something that we didn't have when we was growing up. And, you know, we had, I was a paper boy, and those kind of jobs don't exist anymore for youngsters. There's a lot of jobs that don't exist for youngsters that we had when I was a small child. And, of course, I don't know if today's society if it'd be safe for kids to go door to door. But great show today, and very interesting points, and yeah, it's a different society today than we were raised in, compliment Willie on the work that's being he's doing, and that's certainly needed in today's society. So, just enjoying the show and looking forward to listening to the rest of it. So, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, caller. Praise God. He was listening to your points about the robotics,
mm-hmm.
and he's enjoying the show. And we hope many others who are listening are enjoying this show, because this is something that we need to talk about and get out there in the airways. What is going on, and the difference he was saying is, you know, when we grew up, what
now.
We had going on and what they have going on today. And yes, we have made that clear. Society has changed.
Sure has. Sure
options, has. You know, opportunities have changed.
And they're changing more every day.
Yes, they are.
You know,
yes,
if we
are.
Knew what was coming at us in the future, we'd probably go stick our head in the ground and say, hey, we don't want to put up with this. Things have
Great.
Changed.
You're
Things
right.
Things have changed, yeah.
You're right.
It would scare
go
us.
Hide, right?
Yeah, it would scare us. It would scare us.
Yeah. Some things scare me now.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
No doubt. You know, and the point that he said, you know, is it safe to let your kid go out to mow somebody's lawn or shovel somebody's walk or have a paper route anymore? I don't know. It's scary.
It is scary.
And, you know, I was listening to TV this morning where some part of the country, they had a big Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had quite a few eggs, but it turned into be a riot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, kids' Easter egg hunt, it pretty well turned into be a riot where people were arrested for disturbing the peace and all of this because the adults wanted the eggs as much as the kids do anymore.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, so we've got to understand where we stand
mm-hmm.
in this. We got to, as adults, we got to make a stand.
Yes.
And that stand is to protect our kids, our offsprings. We got to protect them.
Hello, caller. Caller, you're on the air. Well, if we hung up on you, please call back. We're waiting for you, okay? All right. So hopefully they'll call right back.
Hit the wrong button?
No, I hit the right button. It just didn't go through. Yeah, so hopefully they'll call right back.
Okay.
And what was that thought we were on, that vein we were talking about before the call came?
Making sure that we...
We have a few minutes left, caller, so please call back. We're waiting on your call.
Make sure that we channel our energy to our kids. Make
yes.
sure that they understand what's out here, you know. You can't walk around with your head in the air and not see what's going on around you anymore, because too many things are happening.
Yes, too fast.
Too fast, you know. And be careful who you're around. Be careful who you trust. Make sure the person that you trust is an upstanding person.
Yes,
you know, don't put your trust in just in anybody, because he can tell you mm-hmm. that things are is greener on the other side of this fence. But you have to understand, too, that it takes maintenance over there as well as over here.
Right.
We still have to make sure that we got ours together mm-hmm. before we can worry about somebody else's.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. That makes a lot of sense, I tell you. It just really does. Well, caller, we do have 5 more minutes. Sorry, I pushed a button, but it just didn't connect. So if you do want to call back, please call back. Like I said, we have a few more minutes, and I will also be back on tomorrow with the chat from 11 and 15 to 12 noon. Okay, so the chat is live with Linda Sims, and I have Marie Harrington. She will be my guest tomorrow. So hopefully you'll get a chance to listen in with that too. And when we was talking about being scared, I, off the subject of kids, the election. We have about 3 minutes to talk about that. What do you think about the election, and what is the Republican Party doing?
You're putting me on the spot.
I know.
You're putting me on the spot, because I don't know if your listeners really want to hear
they might,
how
though.
I feel about this. We're in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, we're talking about being afraid, you know.
Right. We are afraid, and we should be afraid. Trump, as a Republican, to me personally, he's a rebel rouser. He's taken this country by storm. He's mm-hmm. doing things different. You can see the other politicians out here, they've changed their whole character just because of this one man. He's saying a lot of things. Are they true? We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they lies? We don't know yet.
Right.
But in the meantime, me, myself, I'm thoroughly confused about the direction of this country right now. You know,
right.
We've had our problems.
Yes, we have.
And our problems are escalating as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting greater.
Yes.
If we're not careful, we will have a civil war here amongst ourselves in our own country.
That's a scary thought.
It's a scary thought. And, you know, I blame a lot on things that's going on here, because this country, to me, we don't have the leadership that we need to be a great country.
Mm-hmm.
We went from number one in education to number 27 in education. Everything in this country now is on a downhill slide. And once we start going the wrong direction, can we regain that? I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, I don't know. There's other countries sitting back right now saying, you know, we're going to let them destroy their own self. We don't have to do anything.
WWGH Radio.
Yes, Jeff Porter. Lisa called me, I think, yesterday or this morning, and she wanted to do another interview. I did an interview.
Oh, is that Linda? Linda?
Yes.
Linda. I'm sorry, Linda.
I'm on the air.
Oh, she's got you.
How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yes, I was calling you to see if you could be on tomorrow on the chat.
Okay, 11:15?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, I'll see you then.
All righty.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, and that's, well, we're out of time, but I was thinking about the other politician, the one that was able to close down, what was the Senate, for 24 hours,
oh,
Ted
yeah.
Cruz. I mean, he's scary too now.
Sure they all are.
You know? Oh my gosh.
They all are.
Well, we are just running out of time, and Willie, I have so enjoyed our time, and hope to see you again in the new future. School will be out soon. And those of you who have been listening, thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live on 107.1 FM radio. Thank you for your support, your contributions, and listening to A Voice of a People.
You're
thank
listening
you.
To WWPH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make